Olmert ready for talks with ABBA. 9th of September, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Stockholm, Sweden. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said he is ready to begin talks with the defunct Swedish pop group ABBA to advance the peace efforts. Mr. Olmert said that the meeting was not conditional on the translation of ABBA, the definitive collection, into Hebrew, but he said the album's release would be at the top of his agenda. His remarks came after a meeting with UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, who is seeking to revive the 1970s pop sensation. Mr. Blair said the stability of the bland mainstream music of ABBA was essential to the promotion of modern-day pop stars, including Scotch Bint Lindsay Lohan, whatever that means, on the recent success of UK indie rock band Arctic Monkeys. Mr. Blair said he wanted to make sure that, quote, post-punk nostalgia shit is banned from the British airwaves, unquote. UNnews music correspondent Johnny B. Good says Mr. Blair is intent on making himself look bling to the growing British Shav community. What the hell is Shav, anyway? Community. Despite acknowledging that he is more of a rocker himself. Mr. Olmert met ABBA in Georgia in June, but soon afterwards, ABBA failed to translate their work into Hebrew. Since then, more than 200 Swedes have been killed in the Arab-Israeli conflict, and strikes on Göteborg, the nation's port, and the nation's ports have been blockaded by the U.S. Navy. UNnews' Slim Shady in Dahood says Mr. Blair can claim Mr. Olmert's offer to speak to ABBA as a very small step towards peace. Quote, I intend to meet with the Aryan nationalists of ABBA in order to make progress on the outstanding issues of our agenda, unquote, Mr. Olmert said. Quote, I have no preconditions or prerequisites for such a meeting other than getting to hear Waterloo live. That is my favorite for like 5 years in the 70s, unquote. Mr. Olmert and Mr. Blair also talked a lot about the seminal importance of Michael Jackson's Thriller, which Blair called, quote, the best freaking album of all time, unquote, which has been largely neglected for the past 3 years. The British PM admitted U2's War was also an 80s fave of his. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.